All right, it's Mike Bradley broadcasting live from the Edge Studios. Gain the Edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation. Coming up on Overtime Live, we're going to get a look at your Brett Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard. We'll analyze our game of the week, presented by Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites. Preston Ford. We'll talk about Easton and Parkside tonight. We'll take a look at some of the other games that should be wrapping up, if not already final. We do have one final, but there's at least one other game we're still waiting to hear about, maybe two. We'll take a look at J.M. Bennett's game on Monday and the Queen Anne's game tomorrow at a non-conference affair. And we'll talk to some of the coaches around the Bayside as well. It's a special Thursday edition of Overtime Live with many of the games moved to tonight. We had a game yesterday as well and some games that are still regularly scheduled for tomorrow, and one on Monday, one that was postponed, and we don't know what's going to happen. So that's all coming up next, right here on Overtime Live. Mike Bradley with you. Keep it here.
Happy holidays, and thank you for another great year from Wade and all the staff at Hobbytown. Christmas is coming fast, and Hobbytown still has a large selection of gifts for all ages. Drones, planes, and helicopters. RC cars for everyone. Trains for under the tree. Hobbytown has what you need. That's Hobbytown, 106 Marlboro Avenue in Easton, 410-822-7800.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling? Know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children and their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to Carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The Carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The Carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the Carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels too.
Looks like I'm heading to the Carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The Carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
WINX St. Michael's.
We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing into overtime?
Yeah.
No problem.
Off this time, cutting to the middle is going to be Yarns and rumbles and bumbles and taken down in the end zone for a touchdown.
Nice job of running Yarns here on this drive, man. With Bivens being injured, lots of guys knocked up, cramping all over the field for Parkside. Yarns, man on a mission here on this drive, gets the 10-yard TD.
Mark Potter and John Tomey on the call. Overtime Live, 94.3 Winks FM at sfmsports.net. That pulled Parkside within one of Easton, 14-13. The two-point conversion would be good, and Parkside holds on to win 15-14 the final as they improved to 2-1. Easton drops to 1-2, and Easton is 7 points away from having been 3-0 this season, but you are who your record says you are. And again, they're 1-2. Parkside with a big win in a 2A East matchup there at 2-1. Welcome in. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton and Suites. Mike Bradley broadcasting live from the Edge Studios. We've got a coach on the line. We're going to get to him in just a second. Let's take a look, though, at your Brett and Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brett and Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. So, again, tonight's score in the game of the week, Parkside over Easton, 15-14. Last night, North Carolina improving to 3-0, 45-6 winners over Cambridge, who drops to 1-2. Now, Wicomico, they defeated Kirtle tonight, 38-10. Wicomico down 2-1. Kirtle drops to 1-2. Stephen Decatur was leading in their game, and I believe that score was 35-10. I'm trying to go through here on our feed. They were up, 26-0 over Washington. So it looks like they'll go on to win to go to 2-1, and Washington will drop to 0-3. You've got Kent Island and Kent County, and we had just one update that Kent Island was leading, surprisingly enough, just 7-0 in the early part of the third quarter. Tomorrow, Queen Anne's on the road at Georgetown, Delaware, against 10 Lopen Conference foe Sussex Central in a non-conference affair. That'll be a good matchup. The Snow Hill Arcadia game has been postponed, and we'll see what they do with that game. Of course, Accomack and Northampton County Schools closed this week because of the expectation of issues with flooding in low-lying areas on the eastern shore of Virginia. Monday, J.M. Bennett will be hosting Nandua at 4 o'clock at the Shipyard. So that's your update there. Let's head out to the hotline, and I believe this is Coach James McCormick, that is, of North Carolina. Coach, is that you?
It's me.
All right, great. Coach, I appreciate you checking in. So we'll kind of work in reverse. Yesterday, a game on a Wednesday night, that is awfully tough, and I understand why they did it, because there was some thought earlier in the week that Cambridge might be used as a shelter, that school would be shut down on Thursday and Friday in anticipation of Hurricane Florence. Fortunately for us, that storm is taking a movement south, and it looks like if it affects us, it won't be until late in the weekend. But that's awfully tough, but both teams had to deal with it, though.
Yeah, I've been coaching a long time. I don't think I've ever played a Wednesday night game. It was, it was an ideal situation. You know, I understand that, the decision was made, and I think it was a good decision. They just weren't sure what was going to happen, and Cambridge is a shelter down there. So, the guys who make the big money decided that it was best that we played on Wednesday night, and both teams were in the same boat, so just tried to make the most of it.
You know, we know that Cambridge had a big win against Queen Anne's. They played a really good non-conference opponent at Woodbridge last week, so certainly battle-tested coming in. But I thought the difference in the game would be the fact that I thought that you guys had the advantage in the trenches. I thought that, you guys also matched their speed and athleticism, and that seemed to be the way, because you guys were able to get it done on the ground quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, our guys played pretty well last night. You know, it's always one of those things when you have a normal work week to kind of prep and prepare. You feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that you've spent the time going over stuff. That wasn't the case going into Wednesday. So, we weren't quite sure. We know that Cambridge's got some athletes and they got some speed, more speed than we got. But we thought we could probably play with them a little bit. And, our kids came out and played well.
Coach, in terms of a game plan, I know in the Star Democrat, I guess you were saying that, well, we didn't really have one because we didn't have enough time to prepare. Do you guys do a little bit of advanced scouting, though, to at least have a little bit of an idea of what you wanted to do? Although, in the system, though, it seems like it's more about what you guys are doing and not about what the other team's doing, that you're going to go in for the most part and run what you've been running for years with the Wing T offensively.
Yeah, we're going to run our stuff, and I think that's what most of the teams do. When you scout, prepare ahead of time, and you tweak a little bit of what you're doing, maybe put a couple of wrinkles in. But when it comes down to it, at crunch time, you're going to run your plays. The ones that are your bread and butter that you feel comfortable with, and hopefully your kids execute. So on a short week like we had this week, playing Wednesday night, there's really not a whole lot of time to put the wrinkles in. You work on fundamentals a little bit in practice. You go over different formations that you expect to see, and you just hope that all the preparation you've been doing since August, pays off and that the kids are ready to go.
Obviously, a big night for the defense. They came up and they played very well for you, and that's also a staple of your teams.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, our defense has been playing lights out for the first three games. I'm watching them on film today, and they're flying around the field, and there's bodies going everywhere. It was, they've got a bunch of guys on that team that are just getting after it and playing well. It's not one person. We got a lot of guys that are just flying around the field. It's fun to watch.
Coach, with the short week, the downside is that it's tough to prepare and put a game plan together, but you come out of that with a victory and a commanding victory, and now some extra time to get ready for Queen Anne's, who comes to your house at North Caroline there at the Ridge next week. That has to be a nice advantage to rest up a little bit more and also to have that extra preparation now.
Absolutely. You know, Tuesday afternoon, I wasn't real happy about playing Wednesday. I'm sure I said a few words that I probably shouldn't have said, but Wednesday night about 10 o'clock, I was relieved. We got a win, and we got a little bit more time for the kids to rest up and get their legs back under them and give us a chance to really get into some film on Queen Anne and try to come up with a decent game plan.
Now, will you guys be heading to Georgetown tomorrow night? Because Sussex Central under John Wells, I know a longtime coach there, they run the wing T. So you guys will be watching a mirror image of yourself up against Queen Anne's. That ought to be interesting, but also ought to be very helpful, though.
Yeah, it's, we're going to be there. I wouldn't miss it. Yeah. Sussex does a good job. Coach Wells over there has been there for a while, and his kids are good. They're fundamentally sound. They run the wing tee a little bit differently than we run it, but it's the same basic types of looks, and so it gives us a pretty good idea of what we might be seeing from Cambridge, some of the adjustments that they might make against us.
What have you had a chance to see much of them yet, or will this really be the first time in any length or detail?
No, we've actually been pretty fortunate. We got to watch them last week against Easton. We got to see that game, have it on film, and we got their week one game against Cambridge, and we'll get a chance to get this week on film and get a chance to see them. So we're going to have plenty of scouting on them, and it's not going to be for lack of preparation on our part, I'm sure. They're going to be ready to play, and we'll see if we can put something together and hopefully come up with a good game plan.
It's sure to be a physical game, Coach. Obviously, Queen Anne's continues to do what they do on offense with a double wing, but defensively, they have a different scheme, so that's going to be something different from what you guys are used to getting ready for.
Yeah, absolutely. For a bunch of years, Queen Anne's run that 52, and they ran it well, and the kids executed it, and they made some changes this year, and they're going with a little bit different look, more of a 40 look, and so it's going to be a little bit different. We're not quite sure what to expect from how they're going to make adjustments to us. Hopefully we can figure it out.
Coach James McCormick of the North Carolina Bulldogs off to a 3-0 start, and I just got word from Coach Rock with Kent County that Kent Island, they held on to win 7-0, an interception by Kent Island on the last play of the game, but a very low-scoring game, and that's a great showing for Kent County tonight, but Kent Island getting the win. So North Carolina, Kent Island, both a pair of 3-0 teams in the Bayside. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dan.
Appreciate it. 9:18 is the time. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to more coaches around the Bayside. We'll try to catch up with Coach Ferragamo and others. But, wow, I have to admit, and with all due respect to Kent County, I didn't expect that to be a 7-0 game. That speaks highly of Kent County and what they were able to do. That's a Kent County team that was blown out by a very physical Parkside team. And Kent Island also has some excellent players in the trenches. And tonight, they obviously came to play. All right, we'll take a timeout and find out more about it. It's Overtime Live. Mike Bradley along with you, broadcasting live from the Edge Studios. Gain the Edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation.
Win or lose, today is the day. It's time to go to work. All of us. We need to dig deep down, honing and perfecting.
Let's go.
Finding the edge, then not accepting it. Because life can come at you fast, but stay focused. Your power to shine is within. There's a champion in all of us. Each with a responsibility to give back, especially to those about to give up.
Let's go.
This is what we believe. Train. Play. Give. It's time to win the day. We are The Edge.
Gain the Edge with the Edge Training Academy, the Edge Arena, and the Giving the Edge Foundation. To learn more, visit theedge360.net.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance, plush accommodations, a friendly staff, staff and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Squisito Pizza and Pasta Queenstown is the place to visit or call for mouthwatering pizza, pasta, salads, and sandwiches. You will fall in love with their authentic Italian dishes using family recipes with just the right touch of all the best and freshest ingredients. Monday is pizza day, so get your large cheese pizza for just $8.99. Pasta day is Tuesday. Buy one pasta entree, get the second for $4.99. Squisito Pizza and Pasta, now open at the Queenstown outlets.
Overtime Live is proud to partner with Shore Sports Magazine, the area's only quarterly magazine covering all of your high school sports across Maryland's Eastern Shore. Send your pictures and story ideas to shoresportsmd@gmail.com.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvas Back Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013 or check them out online at millennium2autoglass.com.
Congratulations to Kent Island High School's Kijan Johnson for being named this week's Chesapeake College Student Athlete of the Week. Kijan rushed for 196 yards and 3 touchdowns in last week's win over J.M. Bennett. Congratulations, Kijan, from Overtime Live in Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College.
From the Queen Anne's County Lions to the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, we have football covered in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:22 on a special edition of the OT. On this Thursday, with a number of games being moved because of Hurricane Florence and the expectation that some schools would be closed and issues around the Eastern Shore. Obviously, thankfully, we're not as impacted as we thought. We'll see here in the next couple of days. But with all that said, plenty of games tonight. One of them, the Kent Island Buccaneers improving to 3-0. Winners over Kent County tonight, 7-0. Head coach Damian Ferragamo joining me on the Newsmaker line. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here. And I have to admit, and again, I say this with all due respect with Kent County in a rebuilding mode, I didn't expect the game to be 7-0. I take it I have that score correct.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, we won the game. We scored 7 points, but they definitely beat us.
Well, Coach, tell us about it, because we know that you've got a young backfield with quarterback and fullback and running back, but we know that, you know, on the offensive line especially, that that's an area of strength for you guys. Talk to us tonight about what they did or what you didn't do or a combination of it.
I tell you, I mean, it's real simple. They out-physicaled us the entire game up front. Their defensive line, linebackers, just outplayed us up front. And I wish there was a fancy answer to it, but that's just about it.
And, Coach, it's rare for that to be the case. It's usually the other way around. Talk to us. I mean, was it schematic? You say out physical, so it wasn't something schematically. It was just mano a mano that guys were getting beat then.
Oh, it wasn't something schematically. They did exactly what we practiced all week. It's exactly what they showed on film. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have any special formation or anything like that. They just had kids who came to play, and we had kids who maybe thought something was going to be given to them tonight. So, you know, we found a way to gut it out, found a way to win it, and we need to get a whole lot better moving forward.
Coach, did they gear up to stop the run, or was it kind of a mixture there? And talk about your passing game tonight.
Oh, yeah, they definitely geared up to stop the run like every single person does against us. You know, that's no secret. But when we put the ball in there, they have athletes who can cover space and cover a lot of space. You know, we didn't throw it much, but when we did, we did very little damage.
You know, it's interesting. That's a team a couple of weeks ago that lost to Parkside by a score of, I think, 53-0. Parkside also a very physical team, and you saw that tonight against Easton with some of their long drives of running the football. Maybe that was just a bad game for them. Maybe we're not giving enough credit to Parkside. I'm not sure. But clearly, though, a big turnaround for them in just a couple of weeks, because very similar style teams, I think, between you guys and Parkside in general in terms of the kind of running game that you want to establish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get in trouble when you start comparing this person beat that person and, you know, trying to figure that out. You know, each week and everything's about matchups, and it's about, you know, the intensity that each team brings on a Friday or, in this case, a Thursday night. Today, ours wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough to be a good football team. We got very fortunate to come away with a win, and I give Kent County a lot of credit. I looked each one of their kids in the eyes and told them that they beat us tonight. So hopefully they build from this. I want them to win a whole bunch more games.
Coach, in terms of your defense, though, shutting out Kent County and also getting a key interception at the end of the game, obviously they're continuing to roll. They've gotten off to a good start.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want to, you know, put anything away from our defense. We pitched the shutout. That's as good as you can do on defense. It's just the overall feel of the game wasn't what it needed to be. Wasn't the intensity. We still had mistakes on the defensive side of the ball as well, and special teams as well. But it really came down to the game. Came down to the trenches up front with their defensive front, and they took us to our offensive front.
Coach, the Thursday night game, a little bit out of the norm. Obviously, though, we've seen over the years with the weather that at times the adjustments have to be made. Games are played at different times. Did that factor in at all tonight, or is it more that they're just guys, as you mentioned, thought that maybe some things were going to be handed to them instead of working for it?
Well, first off, it has absolutely nothing to do with what happened tonight. We had more preparation this week than we had last week with the heat. We were running around in shorts and T-shirts last week at practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a convenient excuse, but one we're not going to use.
Coach, talk about your opponent next week.
Oh, Stephen Decatur. Haven't really seen much of him. I know it's cliche, but we've been looking at Kent County. I know from what I've heard from people, they have some pretty skilled position guys. They may be in the same position we are with maybe they have a limited roster.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting a tough game. We had a tough game against them for the past few years.
Yeah, they win tonight over Washington. We just got the score in a few minutes ago, 46-7, the final. A pair of running backs with Devin Waters and London Drummond, and they've had a pretty good year so far, although I think by far this will be their toughest test against you guys. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time tonight. Have yourself a nice weekend, and we will talk next week.
All right. I can't thank you guys enough for all the coverage you guys get.
You got it. Coach Damian Ferragamo of the Kent Island Buccaneers, as he talked about, out physical tonight. Give a lot of credit to Kent County. And the guys can't just expect to roll the football out in the field and expect that they're going to win the game. And that's not often that you hear that, but it happened tonight. But they come out the victors nonetheless at 3-0. But clearly work to be done, and you know they'll do that. As Coach mentioned, they were in pads for the first time in a while. I saw Coach put that out on Facebook, that they were in pads, hitting hard, and maybe a little surprised tonight that that was the outcome. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. More to come. It's Overtime Live. Mike Bradley with you at Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites.
Have you reached a point in your life where you feel it's time for a change? Afraid to make that change because you don't think you know how to do anything else? Chesapeake College can help you train for a new career. They have programs for the health profession, cosmetology, paralegal studies, computers, criminal justice, and truck driving. Or maybe you want to be an HVAC technician or a welder. Don't let fear stand in your way. Get started on your new career. Register now for the fall semester. For more information, go to chesapeake.edu. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College at 50. Here's your Bayside Youth Football update. 3 weeks in, and South Carolina is unbeaten in 9U competition. In 11U, it's the Talbot Braves sporting the 3-0 record. Dorchester leads the 12U bracket with a 2-0 record, while the Chesapeake Piranhas from Kent Island are atop the 13U division with an unblemished 3-0 record. This week, the Talbot Braves are at Chesapeake, Kent County hosts Dorchester, and the Carolina Cougars visit Federalsburg to play the South Carolina Mustangs. This is been your Bayside Youth Football Update on Overtime Live.
El Jefe Mexican Restaurant on Shopping Center Road on Kent Island will be giving one lucky coaching staff a postseason party to remember. Plan your next party with El Jefe and be listening to see who is this year's Overtime Live El Jefe Mexican Restaurant Coach of the Year.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Kent Island, and Talbot all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with a Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out ChincheckSportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and SFMSports.net.
All right, 9:31 on the OTL, a special Thursday edition. And joining us now on the hotline, and for the first time here on Overtime Live, David Boyle, new head coach of the Kent County Trojans. Coming up short tonight, 7-0, but a heck of a showing. And, Coach, it's not often that Coach Ferragamo of Kent Island says that, we were out-physical and that the other team took it to us. I know that certainly you would have liked to win tonight, but it seems like to me that it's a good step in the right direction. I know you guys are looking for your first win, but you have to be pretty happy tonight with the kind of game you gave the Buccaneers.
Oh yeah, we're absolutely pleased. We're disappointed in the outcome, but the effort by the players, you can't ask for anything more. Very proud of them. But we do have one win. We beat Washington last week.
I'm sorry, that's right. You guys did do that. I apologize about that. So 1-2 on the season, right? But though, from going from Washington to Kent Island, that's a 180 degree turn there, and also on a short work week as well. An impressive showing, and to match the physicality, it doesn't get too much more physical than Kent Island's front, and you guys were able to match that tonight. Did you see that in practice? And I'm curious, too, because I just talked about it. A couple of weeks ago, you faced a very physical Parkside team, and I know that game was played partially on Friday and partially on Monday on Labor Day, but how much of that was a learning lesson that, hey, this is the way it's going to be. We got to step up our game.
It was definitely a learning lesson, but we've been working really hard all summer and in preseason and pushing the players, and they've responded very positively. And we had two tough scrimmages going into the Parkside game against down in Easton against Thomas Stone and Easton, and then we had Rising Sun here. We thought we were going into Parkside in a positive note and felt really good about Parkside, but it just didn't go our way that week. So back to the drawing board in Washington, and then that bounced our way, and then back to the drawing board against Kent Island. And coaches put together a good game, but great game plan offensively and defensively, and we executed well, and we had opportunities, but we kind of got in our own way with some key penalties here and there, and kind of put ourselves behind the sticks. And it was tough to get in front of the sticks at that point, but all in all, the kids played great.
Coach, this is the first time that we've had a chance to talk this season. Talk to us a little bit about your team in terms of the makeup, and also with your first year with the Trojans, your style offensively and defensively.
I couldn't be pleased more with the response I've gotten from the school and the community and the coaching staff. And I've been here for just my third year here. I was assistant under Brendan Ireton, coaching linebacker, so I'm familiar with the community. So that that transition was easy. And the kids have always they've been responsive the entire time. I forget what the rest of your question was.
No, I was saying in terms of your style offensively and defensively.
Offensively, Jim O'Rice, the offensive coordinator, and his style is execution football, doing things the right way, putting people in positions to be successful, and making sure that, we're lining up the right way, and we're doing everything that's supposed to be done in the correct fashion, kind of intelligent football, if you will. Defensively, I would say it's all about preparation. You know, it's the defense is Monday to Thursday, and that's, you know, the coaching staff getting together and just getting the kids ready to play and put them in the right position to succeed.
And are you guys running a spread or a pro-style type offense, and what kind of front end defensively?
We're kind of, offensively, I would call it more of a multi-set offense based on principles and language. I wouldn't say we run a little bit of everything. I think we definitely, Coach Wright definitely has a focus on what he wants done offensively and how he's going to call the game and how he calls it at practice and how he prepares his side of the ball. And defensively, it is all assignment football. 100%. You know, you got to be able to play. You know, you play physical, you play fast, and you preach all that stuff. But at the same time, it's everybody has to be in the right position to make the play. And if you're out of position, you can't make a play. So it's all preparation. You know, yeah, defensively, we run like a 5-3, 3-3 kind of stack defense.
Gotcha. Okay. And coach, in terms of the short week, did you guys have a good week of practice, and were you able to put together at least somewhat of a game plan? I mean, obviously, the game last night between North Carolina and Cambridge, that's the extreme. Thursday, not ideal, but certainly not out of the question in terms of being able to get something together.
Yeah, I think this week was a little different. Everybody was kind of panicked with the hurricane. I hope everybody's okay down south, dealing with all that stuff. And fortunately, up here, you know, it didn't hit us quite yet, I guess. I haven't looked at the forecast. But so that kind of put everybody in a position where we're trying to get the games in before the weekend hit. So we had talked about Thursday and played the game Thursday. I think preparation-wise, it just took, you know, instead of having an extra day, you just got to burn some more midnight oil, really, just get the preparation down. I mean, it's not like the first game of the season. We've had two scrimmages, and this is our third game, so execution and that stuff, we're just trying to tighten that up. And, you know, if it was the first game, I think I would have been a little more concerned.
Sure.
Going in, being prepared, but being that, you know, we have most everything installed offensively and defensively, it's pretty much putting it on the coaches to make sure everything's ready to go, you know.
Coach, do you have a young team, and just talk about, or an experienced team, and talk about your numbers a little bit as we wrap things up here with you?
We're kind of a mix of young and old. You know, our offensive line, defensive line is, you know, pretty senior heavy with a couple juniors. And then our skill positions, they're kind of mixed between juniors and sophomores. I think it's a good mix between, our skill positions and our line. And, you know, I think we're just kind of starting to figure it out all together as a team, you know, because we obviously what we're doing is different than what's been done in the past. So the transition takes some time to be able to be everybody be on the same page offensively, defensively, and special teams. So, but I think we're getting there. We're not there, but we're, you know, every week is a process, you know.
Coach, final question for you. Who's your opponent next week, and where is that game being played?
We play Snow Hill at Kent County High School, and the game is at 6:30.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks so much for your time. And again, I know on the short end of the stick tonight, but a very, very good showing and a step in the right direction for you guys. And appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week after the game.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. That's the new Kent County head coach, although he's been on the staff as he's talking about as an assistant, but that is David Boyle joining us. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get a scoreboard update for you, and we'll continue on tonight, 9:39 on the OTL.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. This year's goal has been set to be last year's high of 52nd in the nation. So we're starting the top 50 sales drive. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough Ford F-150 for just $21,995. Plus, all this month, Preston goes purple and you get a special pin to support substance abuse awareness. Don't miss the top 50 sales drive only at Preston Ford or online at PrestonFord.com.
Squisito Pizza and Pasta Queenstown is the place to visit or call for mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salads, and sandwiches. You will fall in love with their authentic Italian dishes using family recipes with just the right touch of all the best and freshest ingredients. Monday is pizza day, so get your large cheese pizza pizza for just $8.99. Pasta Day is Tuesday. Buy one pasta entree, get the second for $4.99. Squisito Pizza and Pasta, now open at the Queenstown Outlets.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling? Know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children and their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
Doc's Sunset Grill in Oxford offers the best sunset dining on the Midshore. Not only can you watch all your favorite games, Doc's has dinner specials all week long. Get all-you-can-eat crabs on Mondays and Tuesdays, steak night on Wednesdays, and tacos on Thursday. Live music and specials vary on the weekend, so check out the Doc's Sunset Grill Facebook page for details. Doc's Sunset Grill, 104 Pier Street on the water in Oxford.
Can't get us on the radio at 94.3 Winx FM? Then find the link on winxfm.com or sfmsports.net and listen live thanks to worldwide streaming by SFM Sports.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and SFMSports.net.
All right, 9:42 on the OTL. We're going to get to your Brett Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard coming up, but right now Dan Magnum of the Colonel Richardson Colonels joining me on the hotline. And Coach, tonight I know 38-10 loss, a tough one, but I know that as you talked about, it's a building process over the last couple of years. You've had some really outstanding players, and some of them have graduated on. And coming in tonight at 1-1, a Wicomico team coming off a nice 18-8 win against a 3A team in Stephen Decatur. Talk to us about the challenges coming into the game tonight that you saw on video.
I just think that, you know, YI executes well. You know, they run that triple option, and they're very fast, big up front, and you know, they kind of just out-athleted us tonight. I mean, we made some mistakes. We did some good things early, and then we kind of stalled on offense. Defensively, played well in spurts, but, you know, when you're playing a team like that, you got to play strong for four quarters. Our quarterback did an outstanding job. Their receivers run good routes. They catch everything thrown to them. So, you know, it was just a tough battle.
And obviously getting ready for the triple option, that's pretty difficult because they're the only team in the Bayside that runs that kind of offense, and you just don't see that option much anymore in high school offenses. Is that something that, Coach, during the summertime, you try to practice a little each day for the triple option, knowing that you had these guys on the schedule the third week of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we always try to prepare. It's kind of hard to, you know, we don't do that really in the summer. We're more conditioning and those type of things. But, you know, it's something they execute well. I think we were prepared going in. You know, of course, we lost a day of being able to practice because of the storm coming in and those type of things. I don't think, I'm not making excuses. I don't think that helped us any. But
sure.
You know, we did well at times against it, and then, you know, they're so fast that I think, you know, you miss a tackle or they make a really good block, and you know, it's off to the races, and I think they just beat us in the speed department.
Yeah, and the margin of error is kind of tough. And the question I had coming in is could Wicomico's offense build on last week, and could they be consistent? Because we know that, you know, if you get that triple option rolling, that's tough to shut down, especially when you have great athletes, but it's been inconsistent. But obviously tonight, as you talked about, they were hitting on cylinders, as you talked about, maybe just a few more athletes on the field. That makes it tough.
Yeah, I mean, they had the run game clicking. I thought we did well early against that. Then they started throwing the ball around a little bit, and, you know, it was tough for us to defend. I mean, their quarterback's outstanding. They got outstanding receivers. You know, they run their offense very well, you know, and, you know, they're starting to, build on each week. So, you know, we watched film from them in North Carolina. Of course, that was a monsoon they were playing in, so it was a little hard to take things away from that. And then, you know, them in Decatur, and I think their team just getting better each week.
And now, in terms of them passing the football, was that something that you expected, or was that a function of you guys loading the box to try to stop their triple option run game?
No, I really didn't expect it. I mean, I think they might have threw the ball three times against Decatur. Mm-hmm. You know, our whole defensive game plan was, against the run. You know, they run that power package and they run the triple option. And, you know, we did scully work and things like that, but they really broke it out tonight.
Mm. Coach, as you take a look at the first 3 weeks, J.M. Bennett week one, and I'm trying to remember who you guys had last week, I apologize, and then Wicomico here in week three. So you faced some pretty darn good teams here the first several weeks of the season.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier next week with Cambridge. So, that's going to be a tough one. We got to go down to Cambridge. I know they're fast. We have we can give them a game next week. And, Bennett was outstanding. They're much improved. You know, we got the win against Snow Hill last week at home. But, you know, in the first half, we struggled there. And we're a young team, too. I mean, we're getting better each week. And we just got to learn to play four quarters and play it hard and stick to the game plan.
Coach, I know they have different offenses, but both teams have a lot of athletic talent. Compare and contrast for me, and which team do you think might be a little bit better between J.M. Bennett and Wicomico, since you've played, you know, both of them this year so far?
That's a tough one. I think the offensive line and how Bennett executes, they may have the edge there.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as overall athletic talent, once Wi-Hide gets those kids in space, it's they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that can be tough for anybody. So that will be a very good football game.
Well, we talked about preseason that we thought the Salisbury teams would be in the middle of the pack in the Bayside, and we thought it would be very competitive, and we're seeing Parkside with a big win on the road at Easton tonight. They're a very physical team that can run the ball down your throat. The defense has improved. That's been an issue for them over the years. The defense much better this year, at least so far. Even at North Carolina in the rain, they held in there in that game where the offense wasn't doing much for them. You got J.M. Bennett with their athleticism, and a lot of good offensive and special teams players. And then Wicomico, pretty much the same there with the triple option. And their defense played very well, obviously, last week and tonight. So maybe those teams are starting to take that next step forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess traditionally, you know, it's always been Queen Anne's, North Carolina, Kent Island. You know, they've been the top teams. But, you know, from the athletes I saw out of Bennett and Wi-High, I mean, it's pretty impressive. So,
yeah.
They may be taking that step forward.
Yeah. Well, I say taking the next step collectively, that is. I mean, Parkside's had, I think, four consecutive winning seasons, but they haven't made the playoffs. J.M. Bennett's made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, and Wicomico's been trying to take that next step. 4-6 last year was a step up from the previous year, but collectively now it looks like they're a force for the first time together in a long time. But Coach, I appreciate your time tonight. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk.